name's Chris.
My name's Mohammed.
And welcome to the All You Can Eat podcast. We share fast foods and rate them on a 5-star scale. On today's episode, we're going to be reviewing the Shamrock Shake from McDonald's. So just to start us off, what's your go-to Mickey D's order?
I basically never go to McDonald's.
You don't?
Barely.
It's so popular. How do you not go?
I barely go to McDonald's. What's it called? So I usually, like, I don't like the, I feel like I don't trust the chicken from McDonald's because
I
saw a video of, like, I don't know if it's true or not, just putting it out there.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw, like, a video on Instagram of, like, this, like, pink toothpaste-looking type of thing that they put mm-hmm. as, like, it's, like, ground-up chicken or meat or bones or something. And it's, like, that's, like, how they make
it. Are you sure that's McDonald's chicken?
Yeah, but like I said, I'm not sure if it's true or not, so just putting that disclaimer out there. But yeah. Just even seeing that and, like, that seed being planted in my head, I just never...
Yeah, you're making me rethink my choices on the chicken.
Yeah, bro. So I just go for, like, the fries, and the fries are great. Like, out of all the fries on the market, like, compared to, like, Arby's... Arby's was great, actually.
Yeah,
Arby's,
Arby's fries are amazing, but I always put Chick-fil-A in front of them.
Chick-fil-A is okay, but it gets stale, like, really quickly. Like, actually, Chick-fil-A is really good, but they get stale really quickly. Like,
I feel you on that.
Yeah, like, you have to eat them, like, off the bat.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, so the fries from Chick-fil-A, and then I usually go for, like, a ranch or something like that. But, like I said, I don't really go to McDonald's that much.
Yes, so I'm, like, I go there, like, every 1 week or 2 weeks, and I usually, you know what the McChicken is?
It's, like, the chicken sandwich,
yeah,
right?
The chicken sandwich. Yeah, it costs $1.79, you know, so it's pretty cheap, you know, very delicious. And I go with the medium fries because you can never go wrong with the McDonald's fries, you feel me?
Yeah.
And then I go with the Sprite because, you know, McDonald's always has
McDonald's Sprite.
The most crispiest, most delicious Sprite.
No, but after every time I eat McDonald's, I always feel, like, sick or something. Like, I feel, like, weird. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, my stomach kind of,
like,
hurts.
That, like, after many places because I have, like, a sensitive stomach.
Yeah, me too.
But, like, McDonald's... Like, even if it hurts my stomach, I'm still going
to
eat it.
All right, but yeah, back to the Shamrock Shake. So, what was your ordering experience?
I went, on Thursday, I had a game. I had a high school game. And, we came back to school. We got back at, like, 10:30. My dad picked me up, and we went to McDonald's because I was hungry. I didn't eat since, like, for, like, 8 hours, 8, 10
Dang.
Hours.
Wow.
And then I went to go eat. And then, yeah, I ordered it with the usual order that I get, the McChicken and the fries.
And the Shamrock Shake?
Yeah, in the Shamrock Shake.
Yeah. Okay, let's just go right into it. How did you think, like, how did you feel about the Shamrock Shake?
What was your ordering experience like?
Okay. I mean, honestly, like, it was after boxing, sparring days, I'm, like, mm-hmm. hungry. Because,
yeah.
like, I mean, I was doing probably, like, I probably did, like, 10, 11 rounds that day. So, I was, like, really done. So, I just, like, I didn't even get the, like, I literally just got the fries and the Shamrock Shake, but
you told me that you tried the fries with the
shake. Yeah, so I saw this thing on YouTube.
That looks so
disgusting. It's like people dip the fries in the shake. I actually tried that. It's like really like, I mean, I understand.
Was it good or not?
Personally, I don't think it was good, but I would understand why somebody would think it's good because like it's like salty and crispy,
yeah,
but it's like sweet.
The
mint ruined it. If it was chocolate, I feel it could have been fire though. Like I would actually try it.
No, because look.
McDonald's fries are super salty, okay? Right?
Yeah, they're very
salty. We can all agree on that, okay?
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A milkshakes are good, right? Or not Chick-fil-A. What am I saying? McDonald's milkshakes are good, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you take the McDonald's milkshake, okay? And then you take the McDonald's french fries and you put it together.
It does. But the chocolate one, I would never do it. It would.
Or vanilla.
Taste disgusting. The vanilla
or strawberry.
One, I would try.
All of them.
Nah, I do not agree with you on this.
All of them.
Did he try good? Yes or no? Just give me your
Was response. It good? No.
Then, why are you saying this?
But with the Shamrock Shake, not with the
Shamrock Shake.
But not. But anyway, with the Shamrock Shake, the issue with it was like, it was good. Okay, it was vanilla minty, right?
It was very minty for me.
But it was not that so bad. Minty. Like it was like
it wasn't bad, but it wasn't good.
It was okay. Like it was
just like a normal vanilla shake.
Back to what I was saying though. If you take the fries, and you take any other milkshake, hold on. You take any other milkshake, hold on. It's gonna taste good. Right? I haven't tried it personally. I'll probably try it next time.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, sorry, back to the Shamrock Shake.
Yeah, so my thoughts, I feel like it was very minty, which made it good. But like, it was also like a normal vanilla shake. Like, did you feel like...
It was a shake with like, it was literally a vanilla McDonald's shake with with mint like extract in it.
Like, that's it was what like it was.
And like green food coloring.
Yeah. like, remember what? The Grimace shake?
I never had it. Like that. I never had it.
It tasted a bit like that.
You know what it actually tasted a lot like? It tasted a lot like the first thing we ever tried on this on this podcast. The peppermint Chick-fil-A shake. It actually tasted a lot like that. But the Chick-fil-A shake tasted a lot higher quality. This one tasted like a little bit worse.
Yeah. I feel like it had the same amount of mint. Because I felt like the McDonald's one was very minty.
Yeah, it was minty. I mean, it wasn't... Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, I feel like it went good with the... Like, after I ate the fries and the McChicken, I feel like it went very good.
Yeah. So, do you think it should stay on the menu? Or, like, you just, like... Or is it just, like, a one and done?
I feel like it should come back, like, every, like, St. Patrick's Day. Like, how it's been coming back.
For me, I feel like it shouldn't stay year-round because it's, like, not even different, like...
Yeah, it's not that different.
I mean... It's different in the sense that it's minty, but it's like, why would you want it? Like, it just doesn't even, like, it's okay.
It's disgusting. Like, the
green. Yeah, it looks really weird. Like, it was like, for just to give you guys some, like, background, it was like literally green.
Yeah. So, what would you rate it on a scale from 1 to 5, Mom?
Probably just like a 3. No, like a 2.9.
2.9. You didn't really like it?
2.98.
I liked it, but, like, it wasn't, like, all that.
It's okay.
So, I would give it a 3.5.
I have no desire to try it again. Like, if I never tried it again, I'd be cool with that.
Yeah. I would try it again, though.
Yeah. But any other thoughts?
No.
Me neither.
Thanks for tuning in to All You Can Eat. See you guys in the next one.